Mac and Gatos. Mac and Gatos. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
Earlier this morning, three officers were injured while standing outside a QT gas station at Camelback Road and the I-17. It could have been a lot worse. A driver reportedly targeted these groups of officers in the parking lot before slamming into them and their patrol car in the front of the store. You can see the video at KTAR.com, and it is graphic. And I got to tell you, I don't know what I would have said if I were the Phoenix police chief, but we know what the Phoenix police chief, Joe Yonder, said, and he was angry. He's visibly upset.
He should be. This was deliberate.
Absolutely.
This was intentional, and there was a guy who had a car and decided, let's murder three cops. Luckily, those three cops are still with us and are a couple in bad shape, but they're going to be all right. This is a horrific attack on police officers in Phoenix.
So let's welcome Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonner now and ask him a couple questions. Chief, thanks so much for taking the time out. We know it's been a busy day.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So you were visibly angry. I don't blame you. I think the Valley is angry. Have you ever seen cops in Phoenix targeted like this before?
No, I haven't. And I was outraged. I mean, it's just totally unacceptable, you know, an unprovoked violent act, three officers sitting there debriefing a call. And I don't know if you guys heard the whole story, but one of the guys, the officer that got thrown into the glass, that gets thrown about 8 feet into the air and into the front of the glass of the QT, it's his first night on that specific squad.
Yeah.
He just completed his training. You know, and he's now assigned to the squad full time, and his sergeant is going over there to meet with him to talk about stuff, you know, and expectations and that kind of thing. And then this happens. And you guys hit it on the head earlier when, thank goodness, you know, we're not planning three funerals. Just thank goodness that those officers are going to be okay.
Have you spoken to the three officers today, and how are their spirits?
I spoke to two of them. I spoke to the sergeant. His spirits were very good. He's very well respected. He's been on about 18 years. He's been a sergeant. I promoted him back in April of this year. So he's a relatively new sergeant, but he's doing a great job out there on midnight. He was resting at home. He was very proud, as am I, of how the other two officers handled the situation after they were targeted. The one officer, and I won't give you his last name, but his first name is Jeremy. He's the one that's thrown into the glass. You know, horrific impact, and he turns it around and gets involved in taking that suspect into custody. So that was huge.
Did this kind of remind you of what happened in Dallas? In Dallas, you had a sniper. Here, I know you had a guy using a car, but it's the same type of brazen ambush.
Yeah, just it's the exact same thing. You know, we've heard about it, you guys included. We've heard about other cities, things across the nation that have occurred. But nothing this unprovoked, this blatant, has happened right here in our own backyard in Phoenix, Arizona. And that's the tragedy, you know. I listened a little bit about what Darren Birch was saying, and we do. We have great community-based policing here. But, boy, I tell you what, after today, very concerned for the Phoenix police officers that are out there day in and day night trying to keep things safe.
Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonder joins us after three officers were targeted and injured, thank goodness not killed, outside of a QT at the I-17 and Camelback early this morning. Mm. You just mentioned, do you think is this an isolated incident, or do you think this is a growing concern here in Phoenix that there might be a war on cops like we've seen in Baltimore and Chicago and other places?
You know, I certainly hope it's an isolated incident. I hope we don't have to deal with this ever again. Unfortunately, we don't know. We've had violence in our city directed at cops in the past. I've been, you know, on the police department for over 30 years. I can't remember one this blatant and just this unacceptable.
Do you know the motive? Was there a motive behind this?
I can't get into all the investigative details. We're still talking to members of his family, of the suspect, and I'm not going to mention his name and give him any notoriety whatsoever. But we're still gathering information, and our investigators are hard at work.
Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonner is joining us on KTAR. Something that we found interesting was that deadly force was not used against this guy. I know he's up on three charges of attempted first-degree murder. I mean, you know, if I'm one of the three cops and I just got hit by a car, they have every right to pull out their firearm and put holes in this guy. Are you actually glad they didn't do that and they tased him?
Yeah, I'm very proud of the way they handled that. And you're right, that was a deadly force incident. And the use of deadly force, you know, could have been warranted there as well. But they did a great job. You know, we do a lot of training. We've really ramped up our training in recent years. And I'm very proud of how they reacted and used the least amount of force necessary to put him in custody. If you look at that video closely, when they're wrestling with him, he actually gets on top of one of our officers.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
a dangerous encounter as well. Not just the vehicle, but the violent confrontation afterwards.
So, not to listen, I'm not second-guessing anybody here. I just want you to know that. But if he is wrestling one of the officers, you know, and I said this earlier on the show, and it's not the easiest thing to say, but I will, you kill the guy, and then you don't have to wrestle him. He's already shown that he wants to kill you. He just used his car to throw, to hit three of your guys, and instead of wrestling him, you put him down.
Those guys did a great job. They did
I agree.
An outstanding job.
Totally agree. Not trying to second guess them. I got nervous watching the video of the wrestling, and I said, "Oh my gosh, these guys have already been hurt." And you know, there is
one was thrown through a plate glass
yeah.
window.
There certainly is
yeah.
cause here to use a gun and kill the man who did it. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, and you know, I talked to Jeremy, the officer who was thrown in the plate glass window. I actually talked to his wife, and she was very proud of him as well. He really reacted well. Brand new guy. I mean, you think about that. His whole law enforcement career is ahead of him, and this happens right at the beginning of his career. He reacted like a hero and really took care of business, and we're very proud of him and all the officers that were out there.
Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonner joins us. What do you do as a leader? What does Phoenix PD do after this? We know you're angry, but after the anger, how do you make sure this doesn't happen again? How do you make sure it doesn't create a chasm or a schism in the community between people? Because that was the worst thing that I thought could have happened. If you did shoot the guy dead, I could see some people saying, oh my God, they shot another unarmed black man, you know, forgetting everything that the guy did in the past.
Using a car to try
right.
and kill three cops.
Right, right. How do you make sure that this doesn't get out of control and there's not this divisive issue between cops and the community?
Well, and that's a tough question. And what we do is we continue to engage our community. We continue to operate in a very professional manner. Just like the officers taking him into custody, they did it very well. And we do that day in and day out. I mean, you think about our city and the size of it and 518 square miles of city with 1.5 million people. The amount of contact that we have out there in the community is huge. And the media only sees, you know, one or two ones that go a little bit sideways. We have a tremendous amount of positive contacts, and that's what the Phoenix Police Department will continue to do, is have those positive contacts. And for the most part, I go to community meetings all the time. We have great support of our community. So, you know, we mentioned isolated incident earlier. I certainly hope that that's the case here, and we continue to move forward as a city and try to be as safe as possible.
The police chief of Phoenix, Joe Yonner, certainly has had a trying day. And again, Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonner, thanks so much for joining us today. We know it's been tough, but thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
And we're glad that the three guys are going to be okay.
Absolutely.
Goodness gracious, what an awful incident here in Phoenix.